It's a well-known fact that everyone loves chocolate, regardless of race, class, or gender. From young kids baking cookies with parents and licking the bowl clean, to health nuts buying dark chocolate for the antioxidants, chocolate is a universal crowd pleaser. According to an article in the New York Times,
chocolate is the next coffee, confided one importer.
Chocolate is the new olive oil, said a chocolatier.
Chocolate now is where cheese was 10 years ago, a pastry chef asserted.
We asked St. Olaf students for their opinions regarding the subject of chocolate. When you think of chocolate, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
I think of all the good things in life, such as lust, love, and just the greatness of chocolate.
Yum. Hershey's. The fact that I like to eat it. Cocoa beans.
I really like Kit Kats and Three Musketeers.
While it is true that chocolate is an important part of our culture and society, chocolate also has a dark side. Have you ever thought about where your chocolate comes from?
No idea. Obviously, inside of the Hershey's wrapper, and that's about as far as I know.
No, I don't.
No, I do not. I would guess maybe Costa Rica or somewhere of that sort, but I don't know.
According to the New York Times, approximately 70 to 75% of the world's supply of cocoa is produced in the Ivory Coast of Africa. This is also where 500,000 people are enslaved to harvest cocoa beans. Many of these people are trafficked and forced to work under terrible labor conditions without receiving the pay or benefits that they deserve. Most of them have never even tried chocolate, the product that they are forced to spend their lives producing.
What are the first things that come to mind when you hear the words human trafficking?
I think of unfair treatment of laborers, exploitation.
Slavery, sex trade, and little girls being sold.
We spent some time working with the St. Olaf organization SOLAS, St. Olaf Leaders Abolishing Slavery, and wanted to get their point of view on the matter. We interviewed SOLAS co-chair Sarah Kretschmann for her take on human trafficking and the chocolate industry.
What people really don't realize is that a lot of the chocolate that they eat every day, so like Hershey's and a number of other brands, are using chocolate from these cocoa farms where it isn't always like specifically like forced labor, in that like the person is like imprisoned and like is forced to work every day, but that they are enslaved and that they aren't paid a fair wage and are in terrible living conditions and aren't able to sustain themselves any other way, and so are forced to continue in that life, and that it's actually really common for that to be a part of the chocolate industry.
Because chocolate is such a hot commodity, the chocolate industry in Western Africa has grown as a result. Alongside growing demand for chocolate is a demand for cheap labor. Cocoa farmers can barely make a living off of cocoa beans and therefore use slave and child labor to save money and keep their prices competitive. Due to extreme poverty in Western Africa, people, especially children, are often sold to traffickers or farm owners as cheap workers.
On these farms, workers are exposed to extremely dangerous working conditions. They're also deprived of their families and education, therefore thwarting their ability to ever move out of poverty.
Foodispower.org describes a typical day as a slave on these cocoa farms. A child's workday begins at sunrise and ends in the evening. The children climb the cocoa trees and cut the bean pods using a machete. These large, heavy, dangerous knives are the standard tools for children on the cocoa farms. Once the bean pods have been cut from the trees, the children pack the pods into large sacks and carry or drag them through the forest.
Using dangerous knives as tools, most of these people have suffered injuries from machete accidents. They are also exposed to dangerous agricultural chemicals that can result in adverse health effects. They are forced to sleep on the ground in locked, windowless buildings and have no access to clean water or sanitary bathrooms. When a slave tries to escape, they are often whipped and severely beaten.
One free cocoa slave, Drisa, told foodispower.org, "When people eat chocolate, they are eating my flesh."
Slave labor and human trafficking can be found in areas other than just the chocolate industry. It transcends multiple facets of our modern-day society, ranging from prostitution and the sex industry to labor in sweatshops or harvesting crops. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center defines slavery as a victim induced into slave-like exploitation through fraud, force, or coercion. They are subject to physical abuse and or psychological intimidation, and they are not readily able to free themselves from their situation.
The standard fact that you come across when you're looking at different abolitionist groups' pages is that there are 27 million people still enslaved as of today. And so it's just a huge number, and was definitely a shock when I first found out. But also even more shocking to me was that, like, this is happening locally as well. And so, like, Minneapolis is the 13th largest center for sex trafficking.
With Minnesota being the 13th most heavily trafficked state in the sex industry, we must come to the realization that human trafficking and slavery are not just international issues. They are happening in our own backyard.
So what can we do to make a difference?
What do you think St. Olaf students and others can do to become more responsible consumers and citizens of the world?
Having sad pictures of children doing labor is always good because it makes people feel emotional, and that makes them feel guilty. Getting the word out is a good idea, you know, and then just encouraging people to lower their overall chocolate consumption so they're more willing to spend more for the chocolate that is made with, you know, ethical labor.
I think the most important thing is to get the word out about it and to get a lot of people informed.
I would just say raising awareness and getting people to start thinking about their food choices.
I would say buy locally or buy fair trade chocolate.
On behalf of Solace, Sarah Kretschmann suggests that becoming informed citizens is the best way to make a difference regarding human trafficking and modern-day slavery.
I think the number one priority is to just become more informed, because it's just so easy to blindly buy things without really thinking about where they may come from or who might have been involved in the creation of those products and whether or not they were paid fairly or treated well. And so just, like, first of all, taking that first step and just learning more about the industry as a whole. But then also you can just take action either at the local level, like we've been doing with Solace, and working with different organizations that are addressing these issues and bringing them to the attention of law enforcement, and just really making sure that you're aware and spreading the word about the slavery that still exists.
In addition to awareness, it is our duty as citizens to be responsible consumers. Buying fair trade products ensures that the farmers and workers receive a fair wage, as well as helping to promote sustainable conditions. Recently, popular brands like Hershey's and Dove have begun to purchase more fair trade cocoa beans. Hershey's Bliss Chocolate and Dove Dark Chocolate are both produced from Rainforest Alliance certified cocoa, which ensures that farmers both receive a fair wage while at the same time taking part in sustainable and environmentally friendly practices. Brands like Divine, Endangered Species Chocolate, and Equal Exchange Chocolate only sell fair trade and sustainable chocolates. These types of brands can be found in our local bookstore or at the co-op. They're also becoming more common in local grocery stores. You can tell if your chocolate is fair trade by checking the label and looking for a black and white fair trade icon or a green Rainforest Alliance label.
While chocolate is a delicious treat enjoyed by many around the world, it is important to be aware that not all of the chocolate industry employs safe working conditions and fair wages for workers involved. With modern technology at our fingertips, consumers can educate themselves and make better choices about their purchases. By simply researching the production conditions of various goods, we can take a stand against human trafficking in the chocolate industry.
Five interviews by Aaron Nadler, Stacy Rudolph, Karen Linnerud, and Hannah Denson. Audio done by Kaylin Dean, Meg Ledick, Joe Treat, and Jocelyn Cervati. Two main sources, The New York Times and foodispower.org.